Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Hello, kids. Let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Is taking a Xanax and Mountain Dew together frowned upon?
No, it's kind of awesome.
I really think I'm like a walking science experiment right now.
Just don't jump up and down a lot.
Okay, I'll try not to.
You don't want to shake up what's going on inside.
No, really, I'm just going to try to stay seated as much as possible. Thank you for joining us on the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. I am here with my brother from another mother, Hoss, my co-host, and producer Stephanie. And we are all just crabby as shit. I take that back. Stephanie and I are crabby. Hoss seems fine.
I'm all right, except for the fact that it's raining outside.
Yes.
And what should have been maybe a 10-minute drive to your house turned into like a 20-minute drive to your house.
Because people in St. Louis can't drive in the rain.
I love you, St. Louis. Yeah. I don't want to live anywhere else, but you have to figure out driving in the rain. It's water.
Here's all we have to do. If it is raining outside, you look at the speed limit and you go 5 miles below it.
Yeah.
And then everybody is in the same flow of traffic.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that hard, does it?
No, because not only are the people who drive scared to death, you know, screwing us up, but the big guys in the four-wheel drive,
yep.
You know, when they're flying through, you're messing up the flow of traffic.
I know.
There should be a legal law that says when it's raining, everybody goes 5 miles under the speed limit.
Yep.
And then everybody gets everywhere on time.
Yeah, that's not what's happening out there right now.
No,
it's bad.
I was drowning my sorrows in my crabbiness, you know, because I never ever take a Xanax during the day. I don't really take them on a regular basis anyway.
Sure.
I went in my kitchen to get some ibuprofen out, and I'm like, oh, hey.
Hello, friend.
I remember those. And then Stephanie brought me a giant Mountain Dew, and that's
nice.
And I had forgotten I even took the other one.
Yeah, I was going to stop and get something to drink, and then traffic happened. I was like, if I do that, I'm not getting here till 6.
God. And then I was sitting here, like, just so mad. I was like, just wanting to break something. And then I open up my Facebook and one of my friends posted like a baby with no arms eating with its toes.
I saw that today too. That was so funny.
Like
with a fork, she was working a fork.
I'm like, I am such an asshole.
That's awesome.
Like such an asshole. Like I'm
that baby
just
has a career in the circus and sideshow industry.
Baby with no arms eating with her toes.
That's a talent.
That's what you gotta do, right?
And I'm crabby about nothing. Oh. Just nothing. Yeah. I am crabby because I saw, you know, everybody who knows in St. Louis knows we lost Officer Blake Snyder. Almost 2 weeks ago, he was shot while he was on duty. And so the kid who killed him, the 18-year-old Trenton, whatever his name is, made his first court appearance today, pled not guilty.
What?
So now,
like, was there like reason of insanity or
not,
just I didn't do it? Yo?
I don't know because I can't tell. I tried to read some of the article and figure it out. But, you know, I've preached so much in my life that so much that's wrong with our society is our justice system.
Right.
And that we give judges way too much power. And the fact that we
agreed
that if there were, you know, really strict laws on everything from if you get caught with your first DUI, you're going to jail for 24 hours to if you manslaughter it, it's this. If we had straight up and down rules, I just think that we would have less crime because now everyone knows you can plead down and do all these things. And how on earth somebody who shoots a cop in the face can plead not guilty and make our tax money go to this trial now? Just, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, was he on video shooting him? Like, are there witnesses who saw them shoot him? Or
I mean,
how do they know? I guess what I should say is, how do they know it's him?
I mean, I guess that's technically why he can plead not guilty. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there was another officer on the scene right away, and that's who apprehended the bad guy with the gun, and you know,
I mean, so figuratively and literally, there's a smoking gun.
Exactly. So it's just kind of like, why on earth, I can't get my microphone down, why on earth do we have to go through this dog and pony show? Why is he allowed to do that? It just, you know, I don't know. Somebody's smarter than me needs to change it. We got a new liner from Hoss's awesome band, Highly
What's
Suspect.
What's up, you dinguses? This is Johnny.
And Rich.
Hey, it's Ryan.
From Highly Suspect. And you're listening to the Kelly Mano Show.
So those are your boys.
Yeah, they were in town last, was it Thursday? Yeah, for opening night. And they played Delmar Hall, which is gorgeous.
And they like sold it out super quick.
850. They sold it out a month in advance. And if you haven't been there, for those of us who are old enough to remember Mississippi Nights, if you take the pageant and shrink it down to the size of Mississippi Nights, that's exactly what it is.
That's cool. Huh. I don't think
it even
I've ever
smells
been there.
New.
One
it's very weird.
One of my friends is super in love with the guitarist.
Of Highly
Johnny,
Suspect.
Mm-hmm. The singer / guitarist.
Yep.
Yeah, he wore a blues jersey on stage for the first half of the show.
Okay. I hear he's kind of the heartthrob, right?
He's one of them.
He's
the drummer used to be a model.
Oh, okay.
And, well, and you can see it. Like, the drummer and the bass player are twins.
Yeah.
And, like, the drummer still has the very, like, male model look.
Yeah. Hey,
and
Steph,
then Johnny's just a rock star.
My kids won't keep the damn door shut. So if people, you know, you work in the music business as your real job. If people have never heard Highly Suspect before and they wanted to look them up, what is like one song you would want them to check out?
You're going to
want
to hear Lydia. That
Lydia,
was the big hit.
With the cool video with the chick underwater.
Yep.
I saw that video before I even was friends with you again because I was mad at you for like 7 years.
A billion years.
Right. So if you haven't seen the video for Lydia, it's really, really cool.
It's a single shot, the whole video.
That was the first thing I picked up on because I'm a photographer and that's what makes it so cool is that it's one of those videos that it never breaks.
Well, it's like Beyonce, right? Did Beyonce do that?
And so did the Spice Girls with Wannabe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the girl in the video is underwater. So she's holding her breath
it's
for like
amazing.
4+ minutes.
What?
Yes.
She's underwater and bound.
Yes.
Holy cow. That's
and it's
awesome.
Her undoing the knots.
Yeah. It's really cool. So no matter how bad of a day that you've had, at least you didn't get arrested with only half of a head. Look at this guy. Did you see this guy?
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, so a Miami man is making news again for his mugshot. So apparently he lost half of his head in a car accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Years ago, and people posted a story about him, but now he just got arrested for manslaughter and murder, maybe? I'm such a good journalist.
How does that even happen?
This really needs the Pixies' Where Is My Mind playing behind it. Because literally, where is that guy's brain?
I don't know. It's gone. Like, half of it is gone. We will post this at kellymano.com if you want to check out the Miami man who was arrested with half a head. And look at the smile on his face.
Yeah, it's crazed, kind of.
That's just bizarre.
He needs teeth whitener.
Like, he needs a lot of things.
He needs a brain.
He needs a forehead.
Yeah, he could use that.
He needs some hair.
Yep. Crest white strips.
Yes.
And eyes.
Looks like some Visine.
Non-googly eyes. Eyes that can fix straight ahead. It says the public defender says he may have a mental illness.
You think?
And
my defense, if I was that guy's lawyer, every time it'd be like, Judge, just look.
Yeah. I have half of
this
a head.
This guy has literally half a head.
I have half of a head. So, okay. So we're crabby.
Yep.
We're crabby.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a great show.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I have interesting stuff to talk about.
Okay.
I hope so.
If not, we'll just complain about more stuff. It'll be good.
Sure. That's always fun, too.
Is it the rain? Is that what's making me so crabby?
Probably part of it.
God. We wanted fall weather. Here it is.
It's just kind of a dreary day.
Yeah. It's a dreary day. I can't say that word. Dreary.
That's it. You got it.
Dreary sounds like the word jury.
A little bit.
I hate the word drawer. I can't. Like, it's just, it's not the right consonants together.
I don't like campfire.
Campfire's
really?
Easy.
Well, it's the PF.
Campfire.
Yeah, but who says it campfire?
But drawer sounds like D-R-O-O-R. Drawer. Like, I can't. I hate that word. I would kick that word's ass if it was in front of me right now.
But it's not dreary.
No.
Dreary. I hate moist.
Everybody hates
Everybody
moist.
Hates moist.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
Should we apologize or fuck them? Just leave them pissed. Hey, underlay, mommy, E-I. Oh, what's poppin' tonight? Underlay, mommy, E-I. Oh, if the head right, Nelly, hey, every night. Underlay, mommy, E-I.
The Kelly Mano Show. Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy. Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on.
Why is it that, do you think everybody has a little bit of the, like, you want what you can't have?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's human nature, I believe.
Like, tell me I don't want a 9-to-5 desk job.
Oh, you definitely don't.
I mean, but yeah, as soon as you get it, you'll be like, why did I do this?
Well, I mean, like, in full disclosure, I am so busy right now,
yeah.
I can't even see straight. Like, every, you know, because I do photography. I've had this photography job for 12 years now. And then I decided I wanted to go back to radio. We started this podcast. Yeah. And it's growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And as it grows, I feel like we need to grow with it. And we've been having these big meetings about this network we're going to launch. And we're going to be more than one day a week here really soon. More than 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 days a week soon.
Yep.
And I'm starting to get so overwhelmed. And I'm overwhelmed because I'm doing it all myself. Yeah. Whether it's the sales and it's this and it's the that. And then at the same time, I've got photography coming out of my ears.
Well, it is that season right now.
You know, and it's like, every weekend, it's like 2 soccer games, a wedding, a hockey game, you know, 2 more shoots the next, like literally I hit the ground running on Saturday morning. I don't get home till Sunday night.
Right.
And I feel like I have not had any time to dedicate to this show in the last couple weeks. Like I'm just mailing it in. And so I was, you know, my husband and I have been talking about, you know, this big thing we're going to launch. And I think that's why I was so crabby today. I caught myself daydreaming about what it would be like to just have a 9-to-5 job. Like just doing something completely boring.
Yeah.
Because my job doesn't end.
Nope.
You know, Jimmy got crabby with me last night because husbands and wives get crabby with each other all the time. But because it was 9 o'clock, the hockey game was starting. And he's like, you said you only had 10 minutes of work to do. You've been in there an hour. You know, my job doesn't end. Like, I'm constantly like, you know, working a little here, working a little there. And so I found myself daydreaming. Like, what would it be like to just go work 40 hours a week and push paper around on a desk? Because at 5 o'clock, I'm like, double middle fingers. I'm going home. And you can't call me till tomorrow morning.
It's an option. I think you would hate it.
I think it's just that the grass is always greener.
Yeah.
If you had that, then you'd have the freedom to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, coming from someone who does that, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I go to work every day, you know, and...
Right. That's why I'm staring at you.
Come home,
I'm like, tell me not to do anything stupid.
I'm not going to tell you that it sucks, because...
Yeah.
I like my job. You know, that's part of it. You know, you have to like what you're doing. I mean, if you're talking about like, oh, I'm going to do something mindless and boring, like the boring will catch up with you.
No, I could like do something with like something the Cardinals or something.
You know? Yeah, that's the key, is to do something interesting. You know, if it happens to have 9-to-5 hours,
then
or,
I got
to
drive downtown and get shot at.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But like, I personally really like it. My company has some pretty good benefits. You know, we have unlimited PTO, and they've been really flexible with scheduling.
And then there'd be like...
So, I mean, it all depends on where you work, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you get to work somewhere where your boss is a jerk or your coworkers you don't get along with...
Your job is really who you work with.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. You could have the crappiest job, and...
But if you work with the best people, it makes it totally worth it.
Right. Like, I don't even remember what it's like to have, like, grown-up relationships in an office environment. Or, like...
Oh, yeah.
Holiday parties. Yeah. Like, and stuff like that.
I have to fly to my holiday party.
Yeah.
Right.
I will, too, this year. My mothership is in Baltimore, so...
Yeah. Well, Hoss, you're kind of like me. Don't you ever kind of get tired of not talking to other people?
I mean, I talk to other people a lot, but it's always over the phone.
Yeah.
There's pros and cons. I mean... The pro is, had it not been for having to come and do this show today, I wouldn't have worn pants today. I'd still be in my pajamas.
Well, I'm glad that you wore pants.
The con is, I get it. Like, there's a lot of solitude that comes with working from home.
Right.
But it's kind of nice.
I think that we need to take, like, next week off from the show.
All right.
Which is silly, because I've already pushed this show back 3 days, because it was supposed to be, like, Sunday or Monday. And I'm like, hey.
Whoopsie.
I don't know what date it is. What is it, Wednesday?
It's Wednesday. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
But just because I think I need to give my mind a break. And I am so confused right now on all my sales and who is where. This is so stuff that should be talked about off the air. But, you know.
No, that's real talk, though.
Sometimes I just open my mind and, or open my mouth and my guts come out. And
well,
so
that's okay. And it, sometimes you need a mental health break. Like
I do.
Vacation, yo.
Pretty, because we have exciting things coming up. We just rescheduled the NHL Wives show. It's going to be the second week in November.
Great.
And just my next 2 weekends, there's not a break. There's not a freaking break. There's not, I don't even have time to freaking shave my armpits in the shower, let alone, you know. So the thing is, I love this show, and I don't want it to become a burden. I want it to continue to be fun. And I just think that at this exact moment in October of 2016, if I'm daydreaming about quitting everything and going to a day job, I think I need a week off.
Yeah, that qualifies.
Before I do something stupid. I feel so much better now that I talked about that.
See?
There you go. It's a weight. Now it's off.
Jimmy knows I'm crabby. And so now when he gets home, he's going to want to talk about it. And I'm gonna be like, I already did.
Done.
Just go listen to segment
just
two of the show.
Just go listen to the show.
Just go listen to segment. But I just think that we all, because everybody's like, oh, I wish I had your job. You get to be creative and make a funny
Everyone
show.
Everyone says
and
that, though.
You run around in dinosaur costumes and, you know, send poop to people.
This
and
is hard work, folks.
Oh, speaking of sending stuff to people.
Yep.
So the last show we did, we sent flowers Segway. To Stan Kroenke because his team lost terribly to the Bills, and we sent him some flowers through 1-800-Flowers, and the card said, as Haas penned it, roses are red, violets are blue.
Rhyming is hard. Your football team is awful.
Right. And so we sent him the flowers, and we just said, from St. Louis. So Haas and I were together a couple days later filming the Ken Bone thing.
Yep.
And my phone rings, and I don't ever answer my phone, but it said China.
Yeah.
Like the
legit. The call was like, some city that started with an X, something, China.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I don't know.
Wasn't the number like all eights or something?
Yes, yes. Wow. I saved it on my phone, and so I'm like, Haas, China's calling me, and I pick it up, and it's some woman who barely speaks English, and she's like, I'm calling on behalf of 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. Your gift recipient would like your contact information. Can we release it? And I'm like,
no.
No. So somebody at Stan Kroenke's office or himself wanted to know, like, it bothered him enough that he wanted to know who it came from.
Well, it wasn't, we didn't send it to his office. We sent it to his house.
Oh, that's right. We sent it to his house.
Did you really?
Yeah, we sent it to Malibu.
And really, I could have released it because you can't get in trouble for sending someone flowers.
No.
Like, there's nothing illegal about that.
Right.
No, now, unless they want to say that we're harassing them.
Well,
which we kind
of
are.
I mean, we sent him $300 worth of cow shit a few months ago. This is only the second gift we've given him.
Which, this one is way better, though.
That's true. This one probably smells a lot better.
Exactly.
I think that, how many more, like, football weeks are left? A couple?
We are a third of the way through the season.
What if every week we send Stan Kroenke another gift?
They did lose again this week to an extraordinarily terrible team.
Like, there's so many gifts you can send.
Oh, sure. You can do chocolates. You can do...
Like a Vermont cannolis. Teddy bear candy gram. We could send him a singing teleporter.
I happen to know of a midget telegram company in Los Angeles.
No.
I'm just saying I do.
And I'm bitching about my job.
I may have utilized
it
a few times.
Hey, that could be my day job. I'm only 5 feet tall.
There you go.
What constitutes, is that like 4'8" and below can constitute a little person?
Somewhere around there.
Like I am 4 inches away from being a, you know,
little person.
Maybe when I'm old and I get scoliosis, it can do that. Speaking of people who don't want what they have, or, you know, whatever I said in the beginning. So since the Kim Kardashian robbery, nobody's heard from her. And
hooray!
The word on the street is that she has no desire to go back to her former life.
Good.
What? I find that hard to believe.
Mom will take care of that.
The thing is, do we believe that?
Mm.
Because, you know, everybody said right away that this was a hoax, that it didn't really happen. I never really believed that. I think it really happened. And, you know, it just, but what if she's legit? What if this is the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians as we know it?
I mean, well, haven't they stopped production?
You know, apparently they have, but they said the same thing when Lamar almost died.
Oh,
they're
like,
we're not filming. We're not filming. This is a private moment.
Right.
But then when the show came out, it was all cell phone footage.
Oh.
So they were filming. Lame. They just didn't have a production crew with them. And so, you know, if she comes out 6 months from now with her show and it's her boohooing about being robbed and it's like cell phone footage, you know, of Kim crying in the bed, then she's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, that has been decided a long time ago.
Right.
never underestimate the power of a dollar and the people who want them. And whether or not she wants to do it, I believe her husband and her mother will have great influence over getting her ass literally in front of a camera.
Because if Kim ain't making money, Mama ain't making money.
Oh, no.
And don't
Courtney and Chloe ain't steering that ship.
No. And don't get me wrong. Kanye West is very, very, very well off. But musicians have a lot harder way to go monetarily than someone like Kim, who does not have a ton of overhead.
Right.
You know, Kim doesn't have...
Correct.
Kim doesn't have a tour manager and you know what I'm saying? Like, a set and musicians and, you know...
Well, her only job is to stay relevant.
Exactly. Yes. And so, I don't know. Maybe she is pulling one over on us. Wouldn't that be some shit?
I mean, nothing would surprise me. And it's sort of a sad state of affairs to say that, but I don't think truly that there is a depth that that family won't sink to in order to stay relevant.
Do you remember when the Osbournes faked their dog dying? They faked Jack dying, killing the dog in its sleep.
Yeah.
That was amazing television. That was amazing. Oh, and we had another fake Facebook internet hoax this week.
Woohoo!
Now we know who our dumb friends are.
Oh, God. It's the same one that happens like every 6 months.
And it's always the older people. It's all my friends' parents. And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
I have so many people, I just want to be like, you're smarter than this.
Oh, well, one of my friends who posted it is a doctor. And people were giving him shit. And he's like, hey, look, you know, my lawyer told me to do this. I'm like,
if your lawyer needs to be fired.
I'm like, if your lawyer gave you any indication that anything you post on Facebook is private, you need to fire them.
Yeah.
Everything you post on Facebook is public. Yeah. No matter what, all the time. But it just amazes me how genuinely stupid people are. Thank God for the yearly Facebook hoax, because it just helps me identify.
You weed those people out there.
Yeah. Those people, you know what? There should be a law. If you posted the fake Facebook post, you don't get to vote in this election.
I think you should at very least be in Facebook jail for 6 months.
No shit. Or there should be a separate Facebook for the special people.
Yes.
A special edition of Facebook.
They wouldn't be hard to find.
No, not at all. All right, we'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing ice and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool, cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotype.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Yeah, yeah. Get your ass up and hurry up. Ice Cube, baby. 99, baby. I'm on the grind, baby. All the time, baby.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your
You know what does put me in a good mood? Is my old lady dance class at Just Dancing West that I've taken with Stephanie many, many times. It is pretty much it's like a dance class for old ladies. And the next one starts on November 7th, and I've taken a few sessions off, because I've been so busy.
Yeah.
But we're going back hip-hop, and this is the song we're dancing to.
I'm so sad that I can't do this.
You can't come?
No, because I teach class Monday nights. After the new year, I'll be back in force. Better save the best songs for that.
If you want to thug out with me and my other chubby white ladies in so dance fun. Class, you can go to justdancingwest.com. They're on North St. Peter's Parkway. Just go to Facebook and find them. Just Dancing West. It's in St. Peter's. Call Lucy. Tell her you want to be in the Kelly Mano class, and she will know exactly what you're talking about.
Do it. It's so fun.
It's so fun. I feel like going there now would, like, get some of my anger out.
Yes, exactly. You need to dance it off.
I need to dance it off or go shoot a gun. I cannot decide which one. Did I tell you guys that I took the, I did the zombie class at Ultimate Defense the other night? and I got like 25th out of 40 places.
Nice.
Well, I'm shooting against like Billy Bob, who rode in on his Harley and has a ZZ Top beard.
Sweet.
And a freaking like 40 caliber, and I've got my pink SIG that's like a 380, and we're trying to shoot glowing skull heads in the dark. I'm like, I don't have a shot in hell at winning any of this today, but it was still fun. So, where's my phone? I posted something on Facebook yesterday that got a big response, because it made me think of my husband always says to me, even though I'm wearing glasses right now, I don't have to wear them all the time. I just kind of need them to see far away, but my vision is pretty decent. And my husband has always said to me, it amazes me that you can just wake up and see. Like, you can wake up and roll over and you can see the clock. Or you can lay in bed at night and watch Jimmy Fallon and see the TV. Because he is so blind.
My husband's the same way.
Right. That is just, it just amazes him that I have that natural eyesight. And it made me start thinking about what amazes me in people. And the two things that I came up with when I was answering the question of what everyday trait are you amazed by? I am legitimately amazed by people who get out of bed at the first sound of their alarm and don't hit snooze. I didn't even know that existed until I was in college. I didn't know that people did that because I am scared to sleep by myself. I never sleep by myself. And when my roommate would sleep with her, go sleep at her boyfriend's house, I would sleep in these dorky girls' rooms next to me. And I spent the night with them one night. And their alarm went off, and they both got out of bed. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Wow.
Do you guys get up to your alarm?
No, I do snooze math.
Well, not only do I do snooze math, I took a picture of my my phone screen this morning. I had three snoozing at the same time. Oh, so when I set my alarm in the morning, let me find my alarms here. Okay. Steph, go ahead and buzz through those alarms. See how many I have.
Oh, my God.
Because I have to set an alarm for like 7, 7:05, 7:10, 7, like
13, 14,
and then they
15,
all go off like
16,
every, it's and it
18.
Happens for like half an hour.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we're over 30.
Yeah, you probably can't even count how many alarms I have on there. Because
that says eyelashes.
What does it? Oh, I'm sure some of those are hysterical in there because I have really bad short-term memory. Like, I'm not, like, it's not a funny thing. Like, I really.
Buy pantyhose to play the game? What does
I
that
don't
mean?
Know what that means. Oh, that was this game we were going to play on New Year's Eve.
Did you set that when you were on Ambien?
No, but I have to set myself alarms to, like, pick up the kids and stuff because I don't have a short-term memory. I have no short-term memory at all.
Okay.
You're going to meet Jelly at Kohl's.
Meet Jelly at Kohl's?
Whoever Jelly is.
I don't have a friend named Jelly. That must have been Kelly. Oh, that was Kelly Park when she was helping me put clothes on when I had surgery.
Oh, that's right. I remember
so,
that.
I'm
hold on. There's are good.
These are all my alarms.
I mean, a lot of it's pretty normal stuff, like take Libby to lunch. And,
yes.
You know, pack the hoverboard and call a bride.
Well, I used to, whenever I was in high school. And
Libby Lou needs soccer shoes. I mean, most of it's pretty normal, you know.
To this day, I've never met anybody else who's done this, but my brain is a special kind of crazy. When I love the feeling of, like, an alarm going off and going back to bed so much that when I was in high school, I had a second alarm. It was like a small battery alarm that I set every night for 4 o'clock in the morning because I didn't have to get up for school till like 7. So I would set the alarm for 4 o'clock in the morning so I could wake up and realize I had more sleep and turn it off and go back to bed. And it drove my parents crazy because my dad would hear it and he's like, I don't understand why there's an alarm going off at 4 in the morning. I'm like, because then I get to have that feeling of going back to sleep. Does that make sense to anybody?
It does. The problem with me is that my mind.
What does it say? The Rams lose?
Nice.
Oh, did the Rams lose? Yeah.
The problem with that logic with the 4 o'clock alarm is, I would, after a couple weeks, get used to that and realize the fact that I could just go back to sleep, and I would ignore the alarm.
Yeah, well, it was a different alarm. Like, it was a different alarm than my get-up alarm. So it was my, I know I get to go back into bed alarm. The other thing that I'm amazed by, and really, we don't need to elaborate on this because I just hate these people. People who can just lay down and be asleep in 5 minutes. I mean, I'm
like, becoming that person.
I wish I could. I'm like, ching chong, ping pong potato, let's go. It's like during the day, like I, you know, and then at night I'm like, why is the earth so round and still? Like, it just, like, everything comes into my mind. What amazes you guys? Is there any, like, natural everyday thing?
People that can do air math.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I consider myself a fairly smart person.
Yes, you are.
Darn it, I need a calculator. You know, even for some, like, pretty simple things.
Yes.
I'm just amazed at people that can do big numbers, especially. And
then
this, you know, this bill plus that bill. And, or like, dividing a bill at a restaurant. Like, oh, everybody owes blah, 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 blah. And they just spit it out. I'm like, how can you do that so fast? I cannot do air math, like, in my head. Go, da, 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 da. Oh, it's 27.
I had to work the kids' carnival at school last year selling, like, corn dogs and stuff. And everything was, like, $2.50, $3.50, $4.50. They kicked me off the cash register after 10 minutes. They're like, go do the food, Kelly, because I was giving people back the wrong money. And we're talking, like, under
$20.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm with you. Haas? You actually commented on this. People who take time to make their bed every morning.
It's ridiculous.
But they say that that's like the start to your day. Like, the rest of your day will be fantastic if you make your bed.
That's breakfast. Breakfast is the start of your day. Breakfast and a cup of coffee. Making your bed, A, not only is a lot of work for when you just get up in the morning, but two, it's the most asinine behavior in mankind. Because all you're going to do in 12 hours is undo the shit that you just did.
I don't understand the beds with all the fancy pillows. I sleep on my pillows. They're disgusting. They're wadded up. I drool on them. There are stains. I don't understand the, like, and that's when you go upstairs in my bedroom, that's what you see.
Are you talking about throw pillows?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, like, all you do is move them on and off the bed every single day, and nobody really sees them.
I have throw pillows, but it's only for, like, oh, you know, I have guests coming over, and if they happen to wander back here or something, then I'll make my bed and put the throw pillows on.
I just move my comforter over the spit drool pillows.
There you go.
And I lost my duvet cover in the move, so now it's let's see what other people are amazed here by.
If I make my bed, it means one of two things. There's a chick coming over, or B, the parents are coming over.
One of the two. You know, Jessica Hicks said she's amazed by people who actually like to run. I am too, because I have tried to be a runner so many times.
I hate running.
And literally, I'm the worst on the world at it.
Sweet. We can all get those 0.0 stickers.
I have a car.
I hate run.
But the thing is, like, I'll go and play basketball or do anything else, like soccer, whatever, for hours on end and not think about the fact. And you're running the whole time.
Yep. Yeah.
But for me to just get out on a road and run a mile, no way.
A lot of people said people who keep a clean house all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pulling the kid card on this one, because if you don't have kids, I understand why your house is clean. Not that you don't have responsibilities like we do, but you don't have freaking 3-foot-tall leprechauns destroying everything. So if you don't have...
Agreed.
Now, if you have kids and you have a clean house and you don't have a housekeeper on the down low, then yes, I am amazed by you. Oh, Amanda said people who have kids that eat healthy or just will eat whatever's put in front of them. I don't think that's, I don't even think that's possible. I think that's like a unicorn.
Who was it? One of my friends just said that they were sitting down for dinner and they asked their daughter what she wanted. And it was like, you want French fries? She's like, no, I'll just take an apple. And I was like, that kid needs to go to the doctor because she's sick.
Well,
it's like, what kid is passing up French fries?
And it's such a difference between your first kid and your third kid, because you try really hard with the first one. With Rocky, we did everything we could. We made him eat this and that. And then we went to a family wedding on Saturday night, and we went through the buffet, and they had normal stuff. It was chicken, green beans or corn, potatoes. Libby Lou comes back to the table with two bread rolls and butter. And they're on her plate, and she sits down, and she takes one bite and will not eat the rest of it because it's too cold. And then she went on and on, and everybody's like, are you going to make her eat? I'm like, I give no shits if she eats or not. Does she look like she's starving? There's cake coming in half an hour.
Right.
You know, and so literally, she didn't eat because the bread was too cold.
All right.
And so I don't personally know anybody who have kids that eat really good. Or if so, it's that they're so young they don't know yet. Because you hit a point when they're like three that they lose their mind and will only eat certain things.
Yeah.
So if you've got like an 18-month-old and you're proud that he's eating like smushed up squash, good luck in 2 years.
Right.
Who was it that was amazed by people that can poop in less than 5 minutes? I'm going to try to find it because that's me. I've never in my life taken more than 5 minutes to poop.
No, me either.
If you do, it's because you're reading something.
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, one of my favorite movies ever is This Is 40 with Paul Rudd and the chick from...
The other chick, yeah.
Well, and she comes in the... It opens with her, like, knocking on the bathroom door and her husband's on the toilet with an iPad. And she's like, "You're not even pooping. Get up and let me see the water." And he's like, "No." But it's so true because they go in there forever. I don't understand why it takes longer than 5 minutes.
Medically, it should not.
I mean,
yeah, I was going to say if it takes longer than that, again, you need to see a doctor.
Why don't you just, I mean, you should just wait until like it's right there and then you go and then you're in and then you're out and then.
There are some people, and I have a couple of friends who are this way, who I swear to God, they must have the world's smallest bladder.
Oh, yeah.
Because every 5 minutes, they're like, "I got to go to the bathroom." You just went.
That's how I am. I'm always worried that my photography clients are scared I'm snorting coke in their bathroom, especially if I come to their house to do like a newborn shoot. If I'm there for an hour and a half, I pee when I get there and then I pee again before I leave.
Didn't you get out of jury duty that way one time?
Well, I did. I was trying to get out of jury duty, and because it was obvious that they were going to pick me, and they said, "Is there any reason that any of you 12 think you can't serve on the jury?" And I raised my hand and I said, "I cannot hold my pee for longer than an hour." And he said, "Do you have a doctor's note for that?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Sit down." And then they picked me anyway.
Oh no!
So
nice.
Yeah, I have no bladder at all. It's more like the minute I feel like I have to go right then.
Yeah, that's how some of my friends are. Like, they don't have the ability to be like, "I think I might have to go, but I'll be fine for a little bit."
No.
It's like, as soon as they feel anything, it's like, "Oh, I gotta go."
Yes.
Even if they don't have to go.
Yes. Like, I don't have time to let it fill up. Like, the minute I feel it, it's time to go. Let's see. Our producer Gary, who used to be with us on the show, is amazed by people who can sleep during the day. I am too. I'm not wired to take naps.
Oh, I love a nap.
The older I get, the more I appreciate a good nap.
I cannot. My brain is not wired to nap. Do you remember when you were a kid and you would
fight them?
Well, if you were like an older kid and you accidentally fell asleep during the day and took a little nap, you'd wake up and be so confused. Like, I didn't know what day it was. Yeah. You're like, "What just happened?"
And then you'd be mad at yourself because you wasted hours.
I know, right? Michelle Lund said, "Girls who do their hair and makeup every single day."
I will never forget flying. I forget where I was flying to. But I got to the airport at like 5 a.m., some ungodly hour for a flight. And at my gate was a girl who was completely like pageant makeup done up.
Right.
Wow.
And like the heels on. And like this wasn't a girl who had like gone out the night before, then went straight to the airport. Because she didn't look like she'd been out drinking all night.
It wasn't.
This was
fresh.
Like, yeah, this was just done. And I was like, "You are either out of your mind crazy, or you're meeting somebody very important to you the minute you get off this plane."
Right, exactly.
In either case, you shouldn't have to look like this at 5 a.m.
I love makeup. I'm a makeup girl. I do my hair and makeup every single day, but it's not like pageant makeup. I think it's like normal makeup.
Yeah, this girl looked like she was trying to impress someone.
I don't think I've ever in my adult life gotten out of the shower and not done my hair and makeup. Like, just let it go natural.
Okay, that amazes me.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
I
if I don't have to dry my hair, I won't.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
Like, every shower I take has to, like, be the full kit and caboodle done.
I mean, the more I can phone in, especially with shower, like, I don't wash my hair every time I take a shower.
Oh, maybe, God, no.
Maybe once or twice a week I wash my hair. But, like, that's the worst part for me is, like, all the aftercare.
Yeah.
You know, getting out. Like, guys have it so easy because they can get in the shower, shower for 5 minutes, get out, towel off everything, and they're good to go.
Yeah, see, but my guilty pleasure is I will camp out in the shower and I'll drain the hot water heater.
Yeah. Well, I just got my first bathtub that my boobs and knees fit under at the same time when we moved into this house. So
how was that?
I've been doing like a bath like every other week, maybe, I think. And so I need to start getting some bath. The problem is mine is so damn big, I nearly drown in it. Oh. I can't lay
you
long ways.
You do kind of have a swimming pool
have to
bathtub.
I have to lay short ways so that I don't drown
you
in
don't
my...
drown?
Right. But yeah, I love makeup. I just feel like I'm nicer when I have makeup on, and very few people ever see me without makeup.
They say you feel better when you look better.
So. You do. Like, even though I'm on a podcast and behind a microphone and most people can't see me, I feel a million times better if my makeup and hair is done.
Kudos.
So, and yeah, I love makeup. It's a girly thing. My friend Kim Neff is amazed by people who can rehab a space without like a drawing or model. Somebody who can like look at a house and just totally flip
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm terrible with like design. Somebody says, here's a blank wall. What goes on it?
Right.
I have no clue.
My friend Beth, oh, she's amazed by something that I can actually do. Her husband never wears a watch but can always tell you what time it is. I have this like crazy internal clock that I can freak myself out with and be like, you know, like I'd be like, I bet it's 5:17, and then I'll look at the clock and it's 5:17. I can do that wow. all the time.
That is amazing.
I would do it right now, but I'm staring at my phone. I know it's 6 o'clock. Now, my Aunt Jackie, I can't help but feel like she was talking to me when she wrote this. It says, I'm amazed by people who are never on time for anything, like a holiday dinner. It says dinner at 3, you show up at 7. Ball game at 7:15, you show up in the 8th inning. A Fox play starts at 8, you show up 10 minutes before it ends. I'm like, I think she was writing that for me, but...
Are we talking late or like late?
Listen, when I'm late, it is never my fault because I like to be on time. Like I drove halfway somewhere one time and realized one of my kids weren't wearing pants. That's not my fault. Okay. Like, yeah. You know, when I say like, put your shoes on and get in the car, they hear like shriek like monkeys and throw your shoe in the toilet. Like, it's not an easy thing to get 3 kids out of a house. So,
well, to be fair, you said put your shoes on and get in the car. You said nothing about put on pants.
Pants are apparently optional that
it's,
day.
It's very much like the Bill Cosby skit back in the day when he was talking about telling his kids to go get ready for bed. And he's like, line item by line item, he's like, go into the bathroom, take off your all of your clothes, stand in the shower, yes. Turn on the water, get wet, use soap. Like an on down the line to the point where he was like, turn off the water, get out of the shower, towel yourself off, on clothes, go to bed.
You just explained every single day of my life with Rocky.
What's next?
Was
Rocky the one who wasn't wearing pants?
No, it was Lucy.
Oh.
She thought it was appropriate. She was also wearing my weave, but I don't remember where we were going. And I just
So you had a pantsless daughter with a weave.
She was like 4 years old.
That's amazing.
And we were going to somebody's house. And I happened to look in the back seat and she had no pants on. I'm like, we can't, now we're going to be late. And people are like, why are you late? I'm like, my daughter didn't have pants on. And then I was late to dinner with you guys one time because I couldn't find my pig. I had just got him.
I remember that, yeah.
And he liked to hide under stuff.
Yep.
And like, I was freaking out because he was like 5 pounds and I thought I lost him.
That's a great excuse, though. Like, sorry I'm late, guys. My pig was lost.
Oh, the pig ate Rocky's folder in homework today.
Nice.
I swear. Hey, Stephanie, go get Rocky and tell him to bring in his green folder that the pig ate. Because this is going to be a great note to school tomorrow.
It's amazing. My pig ate my homework.
Speaking of school, Lucy got glasses this week.
I saw the pictures at the wedding she was wearing.
Well, so here's what happened. Lucy is very into fashion and accessories. Did you already get it, or is he getting it?
He's getting it.
Lucy is very into fashion and accessories. Okay. And so if you go to like any of the girly stores, they sell fake glasses.
Of course they do.
Like a year ago, Lucy got on this big kick to wear fake glasses. And then simultaneously, like a week later, they have the vision exam at school. Guess who fails her exam? And I'm like,
do you think she really failed it or do you think she tanked it?
Oh, I thought she tanked it to get glasses. So I ignored the note and didn't get her glasses because she's a straight A student. She's never complained before.
Right.
So this year, brand new school, trying to make a good impression. Phone rings. Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Hi, this is the school nurse. I just want to let you know that we had Lucy. Look at what, hang on. This is what the pig did.
That's awesome.
This is what the pig did to his homework today.
Oh my
today.
Gosh, that's good.
That's great.
So he has to take this to school tomorrow.
Just get a picture of that.
Yeah, we'll get a picture of it for the website. So the nurse calls me and she's like, I have Lucy in my office. And I'm like, what happened? She's like, well, she failed her eye exam and she said that you won't take her to the doctor and get her glasses. And I said, well, I didn't last year. I didn't know she failed it again this year. And she's like, well, she told me that I would need to call you because you wouldn't believe her. And then she got so upset because, you know, Lucy's in third grade. She's very, very smart. Top of her class.
Sure.
She's doing the eye exam and the lady stops the exam and comes over and says, honey, do you know the alphabet?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Lucy's
so
like,
it was that bad.
It was that bad. And Lucy's like, the only one I was good at was the E.
The really big
yep.
E.
So
well, she beat my dad on his last test, apparently.
He couldn't even get the E.
Nope.
Well, so that is kind of what is going on in the Mano, his house. Yeah, no, but I mean, enough that she said that she failed it significantly. So, anyway.
Do you feel better with them on?
Yeah, she, like, when she put them on, I should have taken a video, because it's like those little kids that see for the first time.
Oh, really?
I can't.
Angels were singing.
I can't believe the glasses place didn't call, like, DFS. thank you for listening to our hodgepodge of a show today. We're going to take a week break.
All right. That works for me.
But listen, when we come back, we're going to come back strong.
Yes.
And old.
And fresh. Are we going to miss your birthday?
Yep.
No, we're not. Next week is not your birthday.
Yes, it is.
Your birthday's the 28th.
Nope.
When is your birthday?
25th.
I thought your birthday was the 28th.
No, it's the 25th.
Happy early 40th birthday.
Thank you.
Do you have any specific birthday plans yet?
No. Just another day.
But you're going to be... No, it's not another day.
Not.
You're halfway to 80.
I know.
That is something to celebrate.
All right.
Well, at the very least, the Manos will take you out to dinner. We'll do something fun.
All right.
So we're not going to be here next week, but, you know, we got a bunch of old shows at kellymano.com.
I know. Binge listen. Catch up.
Binge yep. listen. Go listen to the one where the kid pukes in my car.
Oh. That's the good one.
Or
I think that was my first one.
Was it?
I think it might have been.
Or the poop job. I really liked the poop job. That was
the guy with the poop job. Yep. Also, I loved the death and dying show with Marty, who came.
Oh, good point.
Marty had a near-death experience, came in and told us about it. There's so many good old shows you
Farticus.
Can listen to.
Farticus is a good one.
Farticus is amazing.
The cannabis oil episode's a good one.
He's great. So just go to kellymano.com, binge listen to some old shows, because we're going to come back big and strong
Better
in like 2 weeks with some cool stuff. Like I said, the NHL Wives show is coming up, and I just, if I'm going to do the show, I want to do it right. I don't want to...
Everybody goes on vacation.
Yeah. That's what we'll call it, a vacation where I work all day long.
Sure.
But I love you for listening. If you like the show, share the show. And the Spice Girls are almost done singing, so I got to say bye. Be good. Stay. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy. Till next week, Hoss.
For Narnia!
What the hell is for Narnia?
Thank you very much.